escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where you find Bob Pompieni. I love the days Bob comes on with us and doesn't do his own show.
I'm a big fan. I wonder how Starkey feels about those days.
He has time for us, but he doesn't have time for Joe. Thank you for that, Bob.
Well, limits. I guess we'll be hearing Bob later on the show, on the station, just not on the show that bears his name. 412-928-9370.
Well, this is only a slice of how many minutes versus 4 hours. I had stuff to do with my charity work at Partners for Quality today in the aftermath of our golf tournament, so I was taking care of a lot of stuff.
Was there no golf for you this morning? Was this actual work on the charity side?
Yeah, there was no golf today. And there won't be any golf this weekend. And on the 4th of July weekend, you think there'll be golf here, Malzy, and there's no golf.
Are you on a classic phone and not a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on. Yes, why could you tell?
Yeah,
the air quality is so much better.
Crystal clear. You sound like
the original phone.
Bob, you honestly sound like you're talking to me on the
Edison had it right,
call.
Or whatever the hell the guy's name
Alexander
was.
Graham Bell.
Yeah, he was onto something.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm crystal clear. Thank you. It's at my office, so that's why I'm doing it this way.
His office.
Omar Khan extension. When you think of the Omar Khan era with the Steelers, what's the first thing that pops into Bob Pompieni's brilliant mind?
First of all, I think longevity. He's been here for a long time. He's had a lot to do with the important aspects of this organization. And, you know, when it comes to money and the way this league has evolved, there's no brighter mind than Omar Khan, how he's had to deal with capology and all the things that go with this. And it changes. And it's an ever-changing thing year after year after year. So I think that was his strong point coming into this job that he currently has. And congrats to him to get a 3-year extension. I think he's been very different in how he's handled things, more willing to do different things, and some of that's out of necessity because of things that have gone on. But he seems to be more, in tune with what's necessary today in terms of making deals, doing stuff that's not necessarily the stuff you would expect from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So from that point of view, I think he and Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney and everyone else in that room, Andy Weidel, work together. You've heard them say that a lot, but I really believe that's true. I don't know. You know, people always wonder who makes the final call. I think the coach normally, in the way the Steelers run their organization, always has a big say in this. But I don't think it's an exclusive say. I think they all work together, and I think he's just part of that whole process.
Do you think that he has less say-so than Kevin did, though? Because Andrew, earlier in the show, said he thought that when it was still Kevin and Mike, that it was 60-40 Mike, and now it might be 80-20 Mike, as far as personnel and consolidating power and things like that.
No, I don't think it's 80-20 at all, Chris. I think it's true to what they say. I think they're all involved, and they may go back and forth, and you may see, Mike Tomlin with a certain opinion, and he feels strongly about it, and then there's somebody else, maybe it's Andy, maybe it's Omar, say, hey, we have situations here that believe we can change this and get this and do that. So I think it's all together in there. I don't know who has the final say. My guess it would be Mike Tomlin, but I think Omar Khan can do a lot of different things that would make Mike Tomlin interested or not interested in certain players, vis-a-vis the contracts and all the money he has to deal with.
Along those lines, give me a move over the last 3 years that the Steelers have made where Bob Pompieni said to himself, this has Omar Khan's fingerprints all over it. This is a Khan artist move right here. This is a Khan job.
I'm going to probably say the DK Metcalf deal. I think he was pretty much interested in doing something there. I don't know, about whether or not that was in direct relationship with the George Pickens move because it came first. But I had a feeling they already made their decision, I guess, on George Pickens ahead of the Metcalf. I thought they were going to keep both around. But I think they did one knowing they were going to do the other. And I think it started with Omar Khan probably saying, I can get something happen here. I know this guy well in Seattle or whatever. He has a lot of connections that could result in, avenues to pursue that maybe Mike Tomlin or anyone else in that organization doesn't have. He deals a lot with these guys, I think, over the years. And that's the benefit of Omar Khan. His longevity has made it so that he has relationships.
Is that your cell phone ringing right now?
Are those wind chimes?
Yeah. That's not a wind chime. That's a ringtone from my ring camera, which means someone's at my door. So I'm not there to answer it.
Amazon delivery dropping off.
Well, I know him by name by now. So he has my personal cell.
How do you feel about this? A couple of my neighbors, Bob, they get so many deliveries from various places. They have little baskets out on their porches that have like Gatorades and chips in them. And it's like any delivery driver, please take if you'd like.
No, I think that's a good move to me. And those guys work hard. We do the same with... I don't do mulching. I used to. I don't do it anymore. I have some great guys who do it, and the same thing. We'll take what you want, and you deserve it, because I can't do that work anymore. So, yeah, whatever it takes.
Bob, what do you think is Omar Khan's best move as Steelers GM?
His best move? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a tough one. I think Metcalf's a big move. It's out of character for them, given the fact they gave him $30 million a year for 5 years. But I like it, because he's an over-the-top receiver, and I would put that up there, but I also would say to you that probably the Zach Frazier pick, if that was his pick, and I got to believe he has a lot to do with that pick, that's something that they know they needed a center. They didn't do it in the first round, but he was there, and they waited for him in the second and got him, and I think that guy can be a centerpiece of their offensive line for many years.
Before a single thing happened, before the new league year turned over, Bob, who do you think, if Omar Khan had been left to make the decision by himself, who do you think would be the Steelers' starting quarterback heading into this
year? Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here.
That's a good question. I don't think it would have been Aaron Rodgers, although he, speaks glowingly of him. My guess, it would have been Justin Fields. And that's just a guess. I don't know. Because I think they offered him, and I think they felt that he could do it, but I don't know if he was given the guarantees that he was looking for as a player based on what happened last year after Russell Wilson got in after his six games. But I got to believe that he would like that. And I think Mike Tomlin, based on everything he said, that mobility factor of what he has, I thought that was going to be the guy they're going to just keep around for a few more years to see if they can extract more from his passing game.
Yeah, but Mike's pants were on fire when he said that. I mean, it was classic liar stuff. If he had believed in him, he never would have benched him, Bob, after a 4-2 start.
Yeah, maybe so, but I also think he felt that you know, the professional quarterback that's been around for a long time, they brought him in for a reason, and he did have that calf injury. And if you've had calf injuries, you know it takes time, because if you don't, you end up like Tyrese Halliburton. You rush it back, and it pops, and it gets worse.
So Pony might have one of those calf injuries right now. He's worried he popped both Achilles tendons
on
vacation.
Well, they're not popped yet, but they're
on
definitely
vacation?
Serious tendonitis, Bob.
What were you doing on vacation? I thought you were supposed to relax.
I was running every day.
You are a dedicated athlete these days, I've noticed. So
there is video that's come out in the last hour of Jaylen Warren strapping himself to a soccer goal and pulling the soccer net, like the goal you shoot on, across a field. This is his unorthodox way of training. At the gym, we sometimes talk about how Bob will go to the gym in a golf shirt and he'll try to work out, but he'll just end up having people talk to him about sports the entire time.
It's a social call.
And then he'll wind down with some time in the sauna.
Mm-hmm. Sauna. You know my plan pretty well. Yes, you do.
Has Bob?
I wouldn't do that.
Go ahead.
No, I said Warren seems like he's becoming Hulk Hogan here all of a sudden. He is bigger than ever. I mean, his speed, I hope that's not compromised by this. I don't think it should be. But, man, they still need his breakaway speed if he's going to be in that backfield.
I'm kind of surprised you know who Hulk Hogan is.
Come on.
Does everybody know Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Does your mom know who Hulk Hogan is?
Yes, my mom knows who Hulk Hogan is.
Craig, do you think your parents know who Hulk Hogan is? Yes, he's saying.
I'm not asking my mom, like, hey, mom, do you know who Daniel Bryan is? Do you know who CM Punk is?
So he has crossed the Rubicon from pro wrestling. Does Lisa Pompeiani know who Hulk Hogan is?
Yes.
She probably knows him as Thunder Lips from Rocky III.
She watches a lot of stuff. She knows a lot of those people. And she was really actually into The Rock when he was making movies and doing stuff like that. Even
if
before that with the wrestling.
What the pomp is cooking.
Has Bob Pompeiani ever bench pressed in his life?
Back in the day, yes, but I don't do that anymore. I've had two open heart surgeries, and my doctor says that's not the best thing for me, so I don't do that. That's why I spend time in the sauna, Pony. I don't, you know,
what
go on there.
Bob Pompeiani, in your prime, what was your best exercise in the gym? Watch me throw this weight around.
probably the best answer was just doing a lot of running. I used to run a lot. I didn't do a lot of weight stuff back then. Yeah, a lot of cardio, especially because...
Well, the golfers weren't supposed to lift weights. They didn't. They were taught not to.
Right. You know who was the forebearer of that? And people said it was going to ruin his game.
Tiger.
I think this guy wasn't that good of a golfer. Bill Glasson, random guy that Bob absolutely knows.
Yep.
He lifted weights. He lifted weights, and they mocked him for it, Bob.
Yeah, I know. He was one of the guys at the beginning, and a lot of people didn't think, what are you doing? Because a lot of guys, they stay away from being too muscular because it does affect how you swing. Although that's changed now.
I will say that Tiger looked like Jake Arrieta in 2015 when Tiger was at 07
and Oakmont. He looked like he was a bodybuilder.
Well, I don't think Bryson was actually potentially taking anything interesting. I think Bryson was just eating 15,000 calories a day and taking more creatine than like you could shake a stick at.
Yeah, creatine was his go-to, I think. And Tiger
Pony
did
look like I just
creatine.
Bought some today,
extremely
Bob.
Built. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pony's, I mean... I think Pony's going for elite dad bod here is I think what he's ultimately
I was
to
at
do.
My tailor's today, Salam, in Ross Park Mall, and he said...
Congratulations on all his
He
success.
Said, we got to take out a little bit in the bicep area. He said, we need a little more airflow there.
Airflow?
When I saw you the other day, I said, that's the one thing that stands out here, Pony. You got the biceps are getting bigger, no question about it.
I mean, he looks like his 2003 NCAA Final Four t-shirt is a schmedium now.
All right, Bob, you have a great... 4th of July, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, by the way, the Spencer Horwitz deal is looking better and better, isn't it?
Yeah, did you bet on Luis Ortiz's first pitch to be a ball in June? Because if you did, you might have made some money, Bob.
You could be right there, but good for the Pirates. Hopefully, keep on going. Guys, thanks. I appreciate it.
Goodbye, Bob.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.